for from his awful agenda.
And so,
I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wide swath of the country could be in for some fierce weather in the next few days.
More than 100 million people in the U.S. are on the path of an expected massive March storm starting today. It's a sprawling system that may bring blizzards, tornadoes, fires, and flooding as it tracks across the Great Plains eastward. Moisture and heat from the abnormally warm Gulf could fuel heavy rainfall that's raising concerns for flooding from the central Gulf Coast through the upper Ohio Valley. Tornadoes are possible in the nation's heartland. Keith Peters reporting.
Hamas says it accepts a proposal from mediators to release one living American-Israeli hostage and the bodies of four dual nationals, hostages who died in captivity. The Israeli Prime Minister's office accusing Hamas of trying to sabotage ongoing talks on the next stage of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 521 points, NASDAQ ahead 344. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you are ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020. That is 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Maryland State Police are releasing additional information about Monday's school bus crash in Wicomico County. 7 people were hurt in the crash involving the bus and a box truck at Route 50 in Forest Grove Road. State police say one person was flown to shock trauma in Baltimore, and they confirmed that it is a student, but there has been no update on the extent of their injuries or condition. Both drivers and the 4 other students were taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. A Baltimore County police officer is in guarded condition after he was shot outside of the Wilkins precinct on Thursday afternoon. Police Chief Robert McCullough says the alleged gunman entered the police station on Walker Avenue at around 2:30 p.m., then left the building and fired at the officer, who was at the gas pump during a shift change. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
From Derek Mason to Anquan Boldin to Steve Smith, the Ravens have made a habit of signing premier receivers past their prime who still have gas in the tank to come in and do it for Baltimore. And yesterday, the team made official perhaps the best of them all, signing DeAndre Hopkins to a one-year deal, pairing up the 12-year vet with Lamar and his former teammate Derek Henry. The three have combined for just shy of 400 touchdowns in their NFL careers. Caps in Los Angeles last night, blanked for only the second time all season by the Kings. 3-0 was the final. Caps were 0 for 5 on the power play. Head coach Spencer Carberry knew something was up.
You could tell right away that we were off. Power play's not good early in that game. We get 2 in the first period, so your antennas are up right away with our group. So, yeah, not good.
And finally, the nation's best D3 lacrosse teams in Baltimore today at Mustang Stadium in Owings Mills on the campus of Stevenson University. We're talking about the Mustang Classic, bringing together 10 of the nation's best. In fact, 9 of the 10 are ranked in the top 18 in the country. Games begin at 11:30 this morning, continue tomorrow, 10 games in all. Stevenson is the nightcap both nights. Coming up in 30 minutes, Anthony Santander says, not a chance. And that is Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Showers and storms in for the second half of our weekend. Clouds this morning break up and let in a little sunshine heading into and through this afternoon. Highs today, middle to upper 50s. Low to mid 40s tonight, patchy fog and drizzle Saturday morning. Otherwise cloudy tomorrow around 60. Showers and storms Sunday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Currently 46 degrees in Bel Air, 47 in Halethorpe, and 44 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Friday. Yes, the weekend is here. Just get ready to enjoy it if you're not already. Also, if you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We were talking about Senator Chuck Schumer and the fact that he's seen the light. And he said he is going to vote for the continuing resolution. Many Republicans said that was already the case. He was just showboating for his fans and his donors. That's what it sounded like. Also, we were talking about police officers and the protection that they have. Unfortunately, and if you haven't heard already, a Baltimore County police officer was shot during a shift change yesterday at the Wilkins Precinct. And I asked a question, and I added it to WCBM.com as the poll question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the state legislator push an emergency bill for police protection? Now, like I said earlier, Linda texted in and said, you know, you used to have to buzz in to go inside of the precinct. The door was locked. And, you know, maybe those days come back. But, you know, then you think about it, the officer was shot while pumping gas. So he wasn't in the precinct. You know, it's like, you know, how open is that area where somebody can just walk right up to them? Right now, 83% of you say yes, the legislator should push an emergency bill. 17% of you say no. And, you know, that doesn't solve all of the problems, obviously, but it might solve one or two of the problems. Right now, I did want to talk about carjackings in Baltimore City. Now, I did tell you that as I was listening to this audio from Fox 45, we'll get into it in just a second, I was shocked by the numbers. And I say this because I saw the numbers of carjackings, and then I saw the number of arrests. And I tell you what, it's a bit jarring because when you're thinking about a carjacking, that's not the same as a car theft, right? Carjacking means that the individual, the motorist, was in the car or at least beside the car at the time, meaning they had to actually engage with the individual that stole their vehicle, okay? A car theft, obviously, if your car is in the driveway and someone steals it as you are sleeping in the home, that is a car theft. I did get a text here from Marty because I did mention that we were going to talk about it. Marty says, remember, most carjackings and thefts have been downgraded to unauthorized use of a motor vehicle if charged at all. That doesn't mean they didn't happen. It's just not reported. Seems Mayor Brandon Scott found Martin O'Malley's magic pencil. Yeah. Yeah, some of them have been downgraded. But I will say at the same time, when you're looking at some of the numbers that were presented in this clip, and I want you guys to listen to this, it still doesn't make much sense to me. Sense, I should say. And then they said that 25% of these carjackings are committed by juveniles. But when you're listening to the numbers, you're then thinking, well, how would you know? The whole thing is confusing. I need your help on this. Take a listen.
The fact that there are don't seem to be consequences, particularly for juvenile offenders, this is a major, major issue.
At a time, homicides and shootings are dropping. Some new data from Baltimore Police reveals the city still averages at least one carjacking a day. Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor has the message from law enforcement experts who say juveniles are frequently found behind the wheel of these stolen cars.
That's right. BPD data shows so far this year, juveniles account for one in every four carjacking arrests. But according to former Deputy Commissioner Jason Johnson, those charges likely severely underestimate the number of youth actually committing these crimes.
Early Tuesday morning, shocking surveillance video from a South Baltimore gas station showing a 76-year-old woman grabbed and dragged out of her car. The suspect seen driving away. But the following day on a nearby highway, police arresting four juveniles for the crime, three of them 15 years old, one 16. And it wasn't their first offense.
And this is a carjacking crew from that block.
Baltimore police confirming the 15-year-old previously charged and released on another carjacking case. And according to a source close to the investigation, the group suspected of committing at least 30 carjackings and robberies in the last week alone.
The fact that there are don't seem to be consequences, particularly for juvenile offenders, this is a major, major issue.
BPD's latest crime report marking 71 carjackings so far this year, down 5 from this time last year, but still averaging a little over one a day. BPD noting of those arrested, 25% are juveniles.
I think it's probably actually more than one out of four carjackings.
Former Deputy Commissioner Jason Johnson saying young offenders have always been tied to car crimes.
They get together in these groups of three or four and they go out and in sprees commit crimes like carjackings and street robberies.
But he adds recent juvenile justice reform laws and new leadership within the Department of Juvenile Services is shifting the issue into high gear.
They treat this very, very serious and dangerous crime of carjacking as if it's child's play, as if it's today's version of juvenile delinquency, of cutting school or trespassing on private property. No, no. This is a very serious, very dangerous offense.
All right. So let's talk about this. And again, that was Rebecca Pryor with Fox 45. Let's talk about this for a second. You're still at about a carjacking a day in Baltimore City. Now, I feel as though that it's not being reported as much because, of course, there's lots of other news that have been, you know, priority. But this is still a major issue. And when we wanted our legislators to go into special session, a lot of it was surrounding this issue with juveniles carjacking individuals. And so now you're listening to the numbers, okay? And this is the part that is a bit alarming to me. 71 carjackings so far in 2025 and only 16 arrests. How the hell is that possible? Remember, carjackings means somebody was there. They can identify the individuals most times, right? Sometimes they're wearing the mask, like the, you know, those, what do they call them? Not this, I don't even remember what they call them. Shiesty masks. So maybe you can't identify the individual at that point. There might be parts or times where a victim doesn't want to get involved in identifying the victims, but 71 carjackings and only 16 arrests? And then they go further and they say, well, so now we know that 25% are committed by juveniles. Well, you only had 16 arrests. What do you mean? Is it, so here's where I need your help maybe, because does this mean those that actually are going behind bars? Because I guess there's so many juveniles, they're not being arrested or detained, right? Many of them are just, they're getting in a cop car, and the cops are taking them home. So are they still jotting this down but not classifying it as an arrest because they don't actually detain them? See, this is, it's confusing. It's very confusing. And I think, Marty, it goes back to what you said in the text line here, how some of these things have been downgraded and these numbers are being fudged, because now they're saying, okay, one out of four carjackings is committed by juveniles. How do you know? You don't know that. You don't know that. That number is not here. 71 carjackings, 16 arrests. Like, you know, the way that they present this, it almost makes it sound like they're saying, well, the police aren't doing their job, right? Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like the police aren't closing any of these cases. But I don't think that's the case. I think the police are engaging with juveniles, and because they're of the age where they have to literally take them home instead of detaining them, I think that they're not counting them as arrested. Am I wrong? 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If that is the case, then it's way more than 25% being committed by juveniles. Much more. And don't tell me that one of four is a juvenile when you've only made 16 arrests. I'm perplexed. I don't know. I don't know. So when I first heard this audio yesterday, I kind of laughed a little bit because I thought they can't be serious with this report. But they're serious. They're absolutely serious with it. On top of this, you still have people like Carroll County Sheriff DeWeese. He did a sit-down with Mackenzie Frost, by the way, and said that people's lives are at risk if changes aren't made at DJS, what I think many people would agree to. And I'm glad that he's really stepping up and talking about this, you know, so much. And of course, this comes after the indictment of the 19-year-old that was connected to the Taneytown hit and run. Remember, that left a 55-year-old man dead. And of course, Sheriff DeWeese said this was all avoidable. It was all preventable. But, you know, they have to do their job at DJS. And I'm starting to wonder, and I'm hoping somebody can call me and let me know, are we just, when we don't detain a juvenile, does that mean that we're not going to classify it as an arrest? Is that why this number is so alarming? 16 arrests after 71 carjackings, meaning somebody was right there. That 76-year-old woman was thrown out of her car. So with those three juveniles that they caught for this carjacking, we heard that the 15-year-old is being treated as an adult. So perhaps we only say that we arrested the one out of the three? Because all three of them aren't being charged like this. I don't know. It's very confusing for me. I don't know. I got a texter here. It says, so the four kids arrested committed 42% of the carjackings? Right. If you're thinking about it, it was 16 arrests. Right. You're absolutely right. That's the number that you would come to. Another text, are they the same juveniles committing all the carjackings? Then take those juveniles off the streets. Well, Vince Schiraldi told the legislators in Annapolis that only 25% are repeat offenders. He said 75% are people that are one and done. They'll come in, they're detained, they might write them up or, you know, offer a wraparound service, and then they're gone. And he's saying that he never sees him again. Then State Attorney Ivan Bates was asked about that number. And Ivan Bates was like, are you kidding me? Of course that's not true. But if this is a way, here's where I'm going with this. If this is a way for Vincent Schiraldi to continue to play with the numbers, then that's why they did it this way. Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. You can't tell me 71 carjackings, only 16 arrests. How many times have we heard about many of the carjackings and many times that we heard that it was an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old? You wouldn't know this unless you actually had them in your possession at one point in time. You wouldn't know how old they are. So I guess those that are not absolutely behind bars after being caught by police, I guess they're not counted as an arrest. It's the only way this makes sense. And if that's the case, then yeah, Vince Schiraldi, he could fudge the data all he wants. Because now you're not even working with real numbers. Now you're just pulling it out of your behind. I got Fred in Baltimore. Fred, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hi, Kim. Combine the last couple subjects together, how many years before these violent juveniles will be renting apartments from us that we can't do a background check on them?
Oh, my gosh, Fred. I didn't even think about this. Here I am complaining about the numbers. You're right. You're right. You would not. You wouldn't know.
Help us all.
You wouldn't know at all. It's sad. Brad, thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Kim. Thanks.
Thank you. But Fred is right. You know, now that this bill has passed the House, again, this is 1077, if you guys are just joining us. So hopefully it does not pass the Senate. But they're now saying that landlords can't check a criminal background or history to those that apply to rent their properties, which is absolutely ridiculous. I pray the Senate does not pass something like this. Again, we would then have to go, like I said earlier, back to HUD Secretary Scott Turner, and we would have to try to figure out something on the federal level, which as a Republican, by the way, I don't want to do. I don't want to do. I don't want more laws on the books. I want less laws on the books. The problem is here in Maryland, to save your life, you're wondering what laws you can put on the books. Because these policies are just so stupid. Ugh, terrible, terrible, terrible. I've got Mark in Shrewsbury. Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim. Hey, great show. I love you. I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I was at one time a county cop for Baltimore County. And, you know, it's kind of like you said with Schiraldi. You can play a numbers game if they're, you know, if there are arrests, well, there's too many arrests and we don't want to show a lot of arrests. We'll change some of the juveniles that are released right away. We'll make that a contact and not an arrest. So it's not going to show up as an arrest in the system. I mean, they play games like that all the time. The politicians, you know, like Oshesky, well, we're not going to say, you know, that's a robbery. We're just going to say it's a person action or, you know, they play with words and numbers like that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mark, first of all, thank you for your service. Real quick, if I could ask, you know, when this happens, right, say 71 carjacking, 16 arrests, and say they put some of this as a contact, how does this make the officers feel? Like, what's the morale there in the department when they're dealing with these kids over and over again?
I've been retired for 20 years now, Kim.
Okay.
And it was horrible when I was a cop.
Wow.
To arrest these juveniles, and you can call them juveniles, but some of them that are 13 years old are 6'2", you know, 220 pounds, that you have to wrestle to the ground. And then you just, you know, for a violent crime, and then you release them to their parents. And, you know, they're laughing at you, the cop, because they know, in, you know, 2 hours, they'll be back out on the street.
Yeah.
Mom will come, or grandmom will come up and sign for them, and out the door they go.
Wow. Well, Mark, again, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for your service. I hope that you have a great weekend.
I did want to comment on your daughter when you were talking about her being a social butterfly, if you have the time.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a daughter who was the same way, and my wife and I were called into the school, and my daughter's desk was over in a corner all by itself, away from all the rest of the kids. And we were dumbfounded, and we said, well, why didn't you call us, you know, when she was acting up, and she, you know, before you moved her desk? And the teacher said, I moved her desk 5 times, you know, putting her with different students. And she just could not talk to people. She just had to talk to people. She was just so social. She's still that way.
Yeah. Well, but, I assume she's grown now. Did it all work out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's 41 now, pregnant with her 11th child.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations to you, Mark. No wonder you're in Shrewsbury. You need space out there. Mark, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend. Oh, wow. We'll be right back.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. And again, thank you so much for calling. Mark and Shrewsbury, thank you again for your service. 11 children. So his daughter was a social butterfly. She loves talking to people so much that she's having 11 kids. Wow, I can't even imagine what that's like. I can't even imagine. I have one child. I will tell you right now. Sometimes I think about it. I'm like, wow, my mom had three. I have friends that have three, four, five. And I just think, I don't know if I can love more than just one. I love this little one so much. It's like, how could I spread this love around? I love her so much. Oh, man, we were talking about... obviously, the arrest versus the carjackings in Baltimore City. 71 carjackings, 16 arrests. And thank you again, Mark, for calling us and let me know, because I thought, how is this even possible? But I guess with some of these juveniles, they're calling it as contact, not as an arrest. So what this really does, and it screws up, in my opinion, the police clearance rate, right? Because now it looks like they're not doing their job. They're not making the arrest. And officers can't really speak on this because it's the union that has to speak for them. And I you know, I don't know if we can get the FOP on the phone. I've tried to get him on the phone before and was not able to do so. But I would love to talk about this further, because now you're making the police department look like they're not doing their job. And, well, I don't like that. All right. I got some text messages to read on this when I get back. We'll do that. Also, yesterday we were talking about Michelle Obama and her new podcast, and we're trying to wonder why it isn't getting so many views. Well, I got a snippet from the podcast for you, and we'll decide for ourselves. Is it worth listening to Michelle Obama and her brother? We'll talk about that when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Democrat opposition to a Republican spending bill to fund the government through September is crumbling. A vote on the bill to avoid a partial government shutdown is due today ahead of a midnight deadline. President Trump's attempt to cut the size and the cost of government is being blocked by two federal judges, one in Baltimore, the other in San Francisco. The administration vows to appeal the rulings that block the firings of thousands of federal employees. President Trump paying a visit today to once hostile territory, stopping by the Department of Justice, which is now under new management. Columbia University says it has expelled or suspended some students who took over a campus building during anti-Israel protests last spring. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 502 points, the Nasdaq 364 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Emergencies strike at any time without warning. When they do, food disappears fast. That's why prepared Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the leader in long-term emergency food storage, to protect their families. For a limited time, order their best-selling four-week emergency food supply and get four free 72-hour food kits. That's 12 extra days of food at no extra cost. That's nearly 2 weeks of extra food, free, to keep your family secure. Plus, free shipping. Order by 3 p.m. for same-day shipping. All kits deliver 2,000 calories per day of easy-to-prepare meals with a shelf life up to 25 years. These kits that have been rated 4.8 out of 5 stars by tens of thousands of folks like you. When the next crisis hits, you'll be ready. Stock up now at MyPatriotSupply.com before this deal disappears. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com for your 4-week emergency food supply and four free extra food kits. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gary Stein on sports.
A blast from the past greeted the Birds yesterday in Dunedin, Florida, when Anthony Santander stepped to the plate in a Blue Jay uniform. Tony Tater signed a five-year, $92.5 million deal with the Jays, went 1-for-4 in the game, and afterwards was asked if there ever was a chance of him coming back to Baltimore.
Nah, zero chance. Zero chance at all. They make an offer, but it wasn't even close.
In fact, that offer was made after the Orioles had signed his replacement, Tyler O'Neill. Ravens reworked the contract of Marlon Humphrey yesterday, freeing up more than $13 million against the cap, and then spent it, officially signing DeAndre Hopkins, Pat Ricard, and Jake Hummel. Terps in Indianapolis tonight taking a shot at a Big Ten title. They'll take on the Illini at 6:30. One concern head coach Kevin Willard acknowledged.
We haven't been great coming off breaks, but I think this break was much needed just from the fact that the grind was real those last four games. I think the pressure, the stress of where we were, how we were playing, I think that was a little bit of a mental fatigue on our guys.
Terps with a six-day layoff since senior day in College Park. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tomo Sugano takes the hill. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Seasonably cool force here again today. Clouds break up as sunshine mixes in as we head into and through this afternoon. Temperatures today reaching highs in the middle to even upper part of the 50s. Patchy fog and drizzle late tonight, mid-40s. Patchy fog and drizzle early Saturday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and a little milder tomorrow with afternoon highs around 60. Showers and storms and a forecast Sunday as we finish out the weekend. Highs upper part of the 60s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 6. 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. We were talking about, you know what? We talked a lot today about police officers, and rightfully so. Again, just yesterday we had a Baltimore County police officer that was shot. Luckily, we found out that he is recovering right now. 4 hours of surgery. Absolutely awful. So send your prayers. The suspect also supposedly recovering, and so hopefully we'll get some answers on Monday as to what happened. And the suspect, if you're just joining us, the suspect actually walked up to the precinct and ended up shooting this officer as the officer was pumping gas during a shift change. And so, of course, this morning I asked as our question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's now at WCBM.com. If you want to partake in the poll, you can. Should state legislators push an emergency bill for police protection? Right now, 84% of you say no, yes, and 16% of you say no. Excuse me. So 84% of you do believe that we should do something more to protect our police officers. And as I noted, some people will say, well, I don't know what exactly what that would look like. And then our texter Linda said, you know, you could just lock the doors. But then that, you know, that does solve some of the problem. And then I don't know what we do as officers are pumping gas as they're, you know, now that shift change. I would actually go on a limb here and say I doubt many people knew that they didn't have or didn't know that they didn't have protection while pumping gas. And this tragedy now has shed a light on it. So knowing this information, in my view, makes our officers a bit more vulnerable, which, of course, I do not like. But I think that, unfortunately, criminals are always listening and always paying attention. I do have a text here from Robert. It says, before the mid-90s, circa 1996, Baltimore County police stations had no bulletproof partitions. When you walked in before 1996, police officers and desk sergeant, etc., were right there to greet you in close open contact with the public. Robert says Woodlawn Precinct Number 2 built a new modern station around that time. That was around 1995 with the partitions. The Wilkins Precinct, it's, that's Station 1, is probably at least 55 years old or older and probably now considered very small as well. You know what, Robert? Correct on that. Because I remember when we went to the Wilkins Precinct, I thought it's jammed in. First of all, getting into the parking lot. And that's a very busy road that it's on as well. And then we went in, and you're right, it is very small. It is. And I was trying to think about what that precinct looked like, and I don't remember. I guess maybe it's around back where the gas pumps are. I don't know. But you're right in the fact that Wilkins is older and smaller and probably should be redone. Robert says, I think they may still house the BCPD canine unit there as well. It was located there since at least the 1970s or early 1980s. That I know. Baltimore County Police patrol officers used to wear white shirts as well and switched to dark navy blue around the same time period or shortly after. I think Baltimore City switched from white shirts to blue before Baltimore County did. Yeah, Robert, I will say that I agree with you, especially on what Wilkins looks like. And I was thinking this even about the Essex precinct as well. I know this is probably not even, people are probably like, Kim, what are we talking about here? But But I do. When I'm thinking about some of the changes and some of the upgrades that our first responders need, that was also on my mind, because on my platform, remember, I was talking about getting more money from the federal level for all of our first responders. And some of that, I wanted to make sure they had new updated firehouses, because there were some that I visited that has asbestos and all kinds of nonsense, and they deserve a great place to stay as they're, you know, in between saving lives. And I also thought about the precincts, because like I said, Essex, Wilkins, I think there's another one that I believe is on the older side. I'm trying to think exactly. You know what? It might be, it's the one off of Eastern Avenue down there, right before you get to Greektown. Is that one a bit older? I don't know. But even where you had to park and walk in there, I thought that was a little ridiculous. But I could be wrong. You know, maybe people don't feel that way. Well, anyways, when I thought about, you know, giving police more money, that was on my list, is making sure federal funds went to whatever upgrades they needed at all of the precincts as well. But it looks like there were some people talking about giving first responders more money. But that was at the state level, and I don't know how much they're able to give. I would say that it probably wouldn't be enough to give them, you know, the upgrades on the buildings. But we'll wait and see. I'm not going to judge. We'll wait and see. But I was talking about the carjackings, the fact that they are fudging the numbers for sure. You can write that down. Take that to the bank. 71 carjackings, only 16 arrests. And again, thank you to our officer, retired officer in Shrewsbury. As he pointed out, now they're considered contacts when they're, you know, juveniles, and they're just taking them home. So out of these 71 carjackings, they could have contacted and arrested at least 60 individuals. You just wouldn't know because they cannot, you know, jot it down as an arrest. This is ridiculous. It's dangerous. And these are the games that they play. These are the games that they play. All right, I said before the break, I'll give you the snippet here from Michelle Obama's podcast. I know you're probably thinking, Kim, nobody asked for this. I know. But I didn't want to judge it completely, because yesterday we were talking about the fact that Michelle Obama and her brother started a podcast, but the views were extremely low. And they were comparing her podcast to Barack Obama's that he had previously, and then also to Gavin Newsom's, because he just, you know, launched a podcast. I will say it's different, though, for Gavin. Gavin is sitting down with people like Charlie Kirk and others, where you're going to have clips that go viral, number one. And number two, people are going to want to tune in when you have those guests sitting there, you know, face-to-face, because it isn't even virtual. He's got the guest right there in studio with him. And so, you know, with the Charlie Kirk interview, you could tell both of the men were, you know, a little uncomfortable at times, mostly Gavin. And Charlie's, you know, he's that kind of guy where he'll say it straight up. But, you know, so it was a very interesting interaction, and it made you want to watch it, right? So, of course, that boosts the views. Well, anyways, Michelle Obama and her brother, they have this podcast. The views are horrible. But I wanted you to take a listen and judge for yourself on whether or not it's worth watching. Listen here.
As a result, you and me, we were physically close growing up.
Remember when we used to share a bedroom?
Of course. That was our life growing up. We shared the same room until you went to high school, right?
That's right.
Well, let's first just recall how small the apartment we lived in. You know, it seemed like it was huge, but it was essentially two bedrooms, right?
No, it was one bedroom.
Well, that little offshoot bedroom that Mom and Dad stayed in, that was, you would consider that a bedroom.
But that was the only bedroom. The room we were in was actually the living room. Oh. And the living room that what we called the living room was actually the dining room.
Huh, okay.
Okay. Well, it's official. You hear it here. Michelle Obama's podcast is extremely boring. Look, I don't know if that's everything that they've talked about thus far, but my word, this is actually the clip that's making its rounds on X. It was yesterday and also this morning. Whew, what a snooze fest. Here I'm thinking you're Michelle Obama, right? You were in the White House for 8 years. People are now wondering if you and your husband are getting a divorce. This podcast could be fire, as the kids would say. Yet you're talking to your brother about sharing a room when you were kids, like many kids do even still today and have done. coming up, I am one of three, but I lucked out because I was the only girl. So I never shared a room. I had my own room. My brothers, they had to share a room at one point. I remember they had like the bunk bed situation. And I also remember them complaining that I got my own room and they had to continue to share a room. And then when we moved to the larger house in Accokeek, this is just diabolical now that you think about it. So in Accokeek, then we had a larger home. And so we had another bedroom where you could have split the boys up if you wanted to. But my dad still had them sharing a room and he made the other room his office. And now that I think about that, how mean is that? That's kind of mean. Well, then when they got a little bit older, I think it's then, you know, once my older brother went to high school, then my dad, they redid the whole basement. So the basement's all, you know, done and everything like that. And so he moved his office down there. But it was just so funny because we get to this bigger house and we're all excited to move there. And I remember we took our bikes out because the moving truck, you know, they had all our stuff. We took our bikes out and I told the story where I went down the hill and fell and, you know, got all banged up the first day there. But we were so excited to be there because we're like in a bigger house and we're all going to have, you know, our own rooms, our own space and nowhere near one another, right? My room's down the hall, you know, way down. Well, anyways, the fact that my dad still said, oh, no, you guys are still sharing a room. Oh, gosh, my poor brothers. But you know what? That's what a lot of kids did. And if I had a sister, I would have been sharing a room, too. So, yes, the podcast is as boring as you thought it would be. It's that boring. A little, you know, not even advice or suggestion. If you would just want to take it, Michelle, I would say get down to the details. You know, tell us what Barack Obama's really like. Because I don't think we get the real Barack Obama. I think we get the political, you know, the political correct guy. I want to know, you know. And then, you know, I have read his book in the past. And I know he talked about how crazy he was, you know, as a teen and in college. There's no way he just cut that off completely. I bet he was still kind of crazy behind the scenes. Also, I would say, you know, maybe talk about even her own college years. You know what it made me think with the podcast? Like, she's just so guarded, and she doesn't want people to really judge her for any mistakes or anything that she's done in the past. So she's just not confiding in us. She's not telling us anything. Oh, well. Oh, well. You know, maybe one day she'll change her mind. I did also want to bring to you as well, the ladies on The View. I know, this is what a terrible segment this is. I'm torturing you. The ladies on The View, Sunny Halston and friends, they're trying to actually cancel Gavin Newsom because he had Charlie Kirk on his podcast and because he's gone back on his position of trans or biological men in women's sports. So Sunny, she had this little rant. I wanted you to take a listen.
I think this is a poor strategy for Gavin Newsom. I actually did think that he was one of the leaders that would come out in terms of 2028. I remember watching his annual State of the Union address in California, and he criticized Republicans, and he promoted California as an antidote to the poisonous populism of the right. Now he has a Steve Bannon on the show who's saying, you know, you're going to get to populism. There's a long road. He gives zero pushback there. Mm-hmm. He gives zero pushback, as Sarah pointed out, to really what is a slur against Senator Warren, a sitting senator. He gives a platform and normalizes, in my view, an election denier and someone who is the person who is behind Project 2025. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, you know, if you are going to be a public servant, you better be unapologetically authentic because voters can sniff out inauthenticity in a second. And I thought that that was one of the most inauthentic things I have seen Gavin Newsom do.
Wow.
I'm terribly,
so you don't believe
terribly,
in the let them hang themselves theory?
No, I'm terribly disappointed. I think you meet energy with energy. And what he did was he showed his pretty white teeth and his cute face and did nothing other than that. And I think it's despicable.
Ah, Sunny Houston trying to cancel Gavin Newsom. I will say that that was interesting. She thinks politicians should be authentic. I guess she hasn't really met any of them. Because I have yet to meet any authentic politician that is currently in office that have been on, but especially has been on The View. The most authentic guy I think I've ever met is President Trump, which she says she hates. And believe it or not, they hated him for being himself. Remember, they were like, oh, he's just not presidential. He's just not this. He's just not that. Well, if you want an authentic person, yeah, they're not going to be presidential. Do you know anybody that is presidential in real life? No, that is a fake, you know, personality that you would have to pull out every time you step in front of a camera. Nobody lives their life that way, right? Yeah, I even noticed, like, sometimes you see some politicians, they're very good at making sure they have perfect posture in front of a camera. I wish I was that good, because they do obviously think about that. Most of us, we don't stand around with perfect posture. We don't sit around with perfect posture. We don't make sure we say the right things at the right time, you know? But she said, oh, yeah, we need authenticity. No, you never get that. You never, except for with President Trump, and you say you hate that. So that's interesting. I will also say, Senator Ted Cruz, believe it or not, he's pretty much himself from what I could tell. When I see his interviews on Fox News versus when I've spoken to him in person, it's the same guy. It is the same guy. I guess, you know what, there's probably like a very short list. Tim Burchett out of Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, same guy. He's the same guy on camera as he is off. But it's not a whole lot of people. Not a whole lot. Well, if you want to weigh in on either, whether it's Sonny's comments on The View, whether it's Michelle Obama's podcast, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040 and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
The Rob Carson Show.
What is America is what's in Washington, D.C. right now, thanks to the American Revolution that happened on November the 5th. But they are not done fighting. The left is not done trying to take America to hell with it. And it's not going to work. And that this sort of anti-Semitism has been allowed to foam. And by the way, it's bought and paid for. It is George Soros money. It is Iran money. It is USA money. It's not organic, these anti-Semitic protests on university campuses. Not one little bit.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, you know what that means? It is Friday and the last segment here on Kim Klasick Live. But don't go anywhere. You got Rob Carson coming up at 12 o'clock. He's got a great show planned for you. Before the break, we were talking about Sunny Houston and The View. They're trying to cancel Gavin Newsom. I did note, she talked about his cute face and his pretty white teeth. You know, I would say that every woman that I've heard talk about Gavin Newsom, they always note that he's handsome. So if anything, he's got that going for him, right? Even if he's not in office, I bet he could be on television. And I think that he should probably just go that route, especially after the LA fires. We were also talking about Michelle Obama and her snooze fest of a podcast. She was talking to her brother about how they had to share a room when they were kids. It was that the oppression that she was talking about during the Black Lives Matter riots? Maybe that's what she was talking about, sharing a room with her brother. I got my friend Anna in Middle River. Anna, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, Kim. It's Anna, your neighbor from Middle River. I just wanted to say that last night I watched Newsmax back and forth between Fox and Newsmax, and Greg Kelly showed a picture of the house she grew up in with her brother, not an apartment. And it had an upstairs, so I'm sure they had their own bedroom.
Wait. So they were actually in a house?
Yes.
So neither one of them could remember then.
Single home. It was on Greg Kelly last night.
Oh, my God. So neither one of them can remember where they grew up, I guess.
That's all. You know, like Kamala, I came from a middle-class family. My mother had blah, blah, blah. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? Now I got to go check that out, Anna, because as they sat there, you would have thought that they grew up in, like, a loft, above, like, a diner or something, and they were just trying to make ends meet.
It was a single home. I mean, it wasn't a great home, but it was a single home. It was fairly nice. It had a yard, and it had an upstairs, and he showed it, and, I mean, it was on Newsmax last night. That's all I can say. And one more thing. Gavin Newsom is not handsome. He is so cheesy. How can any woman think he's handsome? I mean, I'm a Christian woman, so maybe I see right through the facade.
That's probably it.
But to me, he's cheesy. He's not a bit handsome.
Well, Anna, thank you for giving your opinion on that one. There's probably a lot of people that agree with you. Thank you so much.
Weekend.
You too. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. You know, I love when people call in. It feels like you're talking to your friends, right, from way back when. You know, but I do. I feel like a lot of people have said that Gavin's handsome. I know I said that he was handsome in the past. When you're looking at politicians, there's not a ton of them that you could say that are handsome, right? No, really. Politics isn't where usually really good-looking people gravitate. Jerry Nadler, Brian the producer, yes, Jerry Nadler, he's a hottie. Oh, man, Senator Chuck Schumer. That is true. That is true. Mitch McConnell. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I guess, you know, when you compare Gavin to others, I think that's maybe what's happening here. Well, I had lots of fun today. Marty, the text line said, Happy Pi Day. I forgot about that. It's March 14th. Happy Pi Day, 314. Thank you so much, and Happy Pi Day to all of you. I'm sure next week we'll find out more information on the police officer that was tragically shot in Baltimore County. Again, send your prayers to that officer and his family and to all of our first responders who put their lives on the line every single day. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show, and I hope everybody has a great weekend. I'll talk to all of you on Monday at 9 a.m.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you...